If anyone knows the halls of Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, it's Breanne Merchant.
It is kind of spread out. There's like a main building and it's shaped like a square almost, and the middle is completely empty. It's a courtyard. So like when you walk to class, you're walking in one big square.
Merchant walked that square of the Parkland High School until her graduation 2 years ago. Since then, she's moved less than 2 hours across the peninsula to study journalism at Florida Gulf Coast University. But the news of Wednesday's mass shooting on the campus of her alma mater wasn't broken to her by other journalists.
My grandma actually texted me when I was in class. My first initial reaction was just, I didn't believe it, I don't think. So I went on Facebook and there was already the live stream posted.
And then, Merchant says, the text flooded in.
My friend Amanda was in the classroom with the shooter, and I was told that there was 3 students that were shot in front of her.
Amanda herself is fine, Merchant says. Physically, at least.
Douglas is such an amazing high school. I wasn't originally assigned for that school. I was assigned for Piper High School, which is not known to be the best high school. So I switched because Marjory Stoneman Douglas was an A school, was known for its safety. You don't hear about that happening in your town, and that's what surprised me the most.
As Merchant talked about the shooting, less than 3 hours after it occurred, her little brother was still in lockdown at nearby Coral Springs Middle School. He was frantically texting their mom, who would then relay the messages to her. She says she didn't initiate contact with him or students besides Amanda, who she knew at the high school, because of the fear of making an active shooter situation even worse than it already was for her loved ones and all the others huddled in classrooms with them. Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News, Fort Myers.